and welcome to the Indie Dog. I'm your host, Radha Thomas. Onisha Mojumdar, that's spelled A-N-W-E-S-H-A, needs some help from you and maybe everyone else that you know on Sunday, February the 13th, from around 11:30 a.m. to about 5:30 p.m. at the Rotary Club on Lavelle Road here in Bangalore. She and her organization, Indie Tales of Hope, have about 30 puppies that they'd like to find homes for. Forever homes, that is. Homes that are kindly, gentle, friendly and fun, the sort of home you'd like to live in. It's an adoption camp for 30 healthy and adorable little indie puppies who've all been vaccinated and checked out. Some of them may need spaying a little later on, but we'll get to that. I became most curious about someone who had 30 puppies, being a little naive perhaps. How did she land up with so many puppies, I wondered, so I decided to find out. Hi, Onisha, and welcome to the Indie Dog. Put me out of my misery now. How did you end up with so many puppies?
Hi, Radha. I love the way you match my name to my Bengali accent. Wonderful. It's a long story, actually. So all of the 30 puppies have been rescued from various parts of Bangalore by volunteer rescue. So I would like to share some examples here. Say, you know, for instance, Lalita from Akshay Nagar, who found Nuri barely 1.5 months old, completely in a malnourished, condition. While she was walking her dog, she found Nuri, picked her up and started, you know, nurturing and taking care of her. Similarly, we have Imran Mujahid, who rescued Nipat after he was abandoned. He fought Parvo and is currently being taken care of by a foster parent. Or let me take the example of Rajesh from the airport side of Bangalore, who rescued Captain, who was also abandoned on highway, merely 2 months old, and was about to come under an auto when Rajesh ran to the highway to pick him up. Or maybe, you know, Madhavi from HSR layout, who rescued Rocket when she heard about a motherless pup crying for 5 days straight. So like these, we have, you know, 30 unique, fascinating stories about each rescue and each rescuer, for which you have to come to our adoption camp on Sunday, 13th February at Rotary Club, Bangalore, Lavelle Road.
You can't stop me, Onisha. I'm there. My goodness, what stories. I hope everyone's listening carefully and making a note to be there as well. Tell me a little bit about the Indie Tales of Hope.
Well, we are a 100% volunteer-based organization working towards helping community dogs of Bangalore. We don't have a shelter, but then the objective is not to send dogs in shelters, right? Rather, to spay healthy dogs, treat injured dogs, feed them and be their guarding angels, and leave them on the street where they belong. This, we feel, is the best way to share our surrounding with animals and control dogs' population.
That is absolutely true. So, how do people find you, rescuers as well as people who want to adopt puppies?
So, Indie Tales of Hope is on Instagram. We have our website page now. We are also there on Twitter and, of course, on Facebook. So, if you follow our page, before each event, we make announcements about onboarding rescuers. That's how rescuers sign up. Also, this happened for this camp. But since this time, we are partnering with Rotary Club of Bangalore. They also helped us in spreading the word in their network. So we also have rescuers joining in from their network. To be precise, from pretty much all over Bangalore now. So the bottom line is to help rescuers who are struggling.
I understand. That's really wonderful. Do you have any kind of screening process for these rescuers to make sure that the puppies are in good shape and the puppies need rescuing?
So individual rescuers from across the city reach us to help with their adoptions. However, having said this, we follow a strict screening mechanism for rescuers where we try to find out under what circumstance was the pup rescued. If a pup is with mother, we strongly discourage rescuers to not separate the pup from mother. But if a pup is abandoned, sick, or met with an accident, we assist the rescuers by creating adoption posts for social media promoting or by organizing physical adoption camps like the one we are organizing on 13th Feb. This is how we have all come together and our tribe is definitely growing.
So how often do you hold these camps?
We try to do it every month. So far, 11 camps since February 2021 is what we have conducted. Of course, due to the pandemic, we also organized virtual camps. So what now we are essentially looking forward to is, you know, a hybrid model of physical and virtual camps.
How clever! Virtual camps. And how many puppies have found homes so far?
So far, we have had about 60 rescues, but have only managed to find homes for 30 puppies. Unfortunately, people still opt for buying dogs from breeders instead of adopting. So yes, we have a long way to go.
I wouldn't beat myself up, Onisha. Look at what you've already done. I mean, it's pretty enormous and mind-boggling. How did you get started with this plan?
So this idea really snowballed during the lockdown of 2021. I'm a feeder, so know all 17 community dogs by names. So this new young pup, we named her Penny by the way, was dropped off by two bikers in our society. Had to rescue her as our community dogs was not accepting. And then immediately I started reaching out to, you know, different NGOs, different organizations that helps in adoption and different shelters as well, and realized they are full to the capacity. And then it hit me that if I reached out to other rescuers who are struggling like me and joined forces to organize an adoption camp, then we can, you know, our reach can get wider. So I connected with two other individual rescuers on Facebook. We divided our task, we identified our strengths, contacted local pet shop to host us, and voila. Two puppies, including mine, Penny, got adopted out of the six rescues who were at the camp.
Wow, 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 and double wow. How old are you, Onisha?
Well, I'm 33 and I'm just getting started, let me put it that way.
So what exactly did you set about doing?
Connecting with like-minded people on Facebook, mostly who cares for their community dogs. Also support each other by sharing leads of adopters. And most importantly, we identified each other's strengths, you know, that each rescuer brings in to contribute towards the bigger cause of helping Indies of Bangalore. I started reaching out to various, you know, pet outlets such as Heads Up for Tails, Just Dogs, also co-working spaces, even boutique outlets like Go Native to partner with Indie Tales of Hope for venue. And also promote their branding in exchange for holding the puppy adoption camps. As a small fact, let me share this. I started with three rescuers, but now we are over 25 rescuers in our ITOH community. And the camp on 13th February will have 17 rescuers and 30 puppies.
Wow. Now, that sounds like an enormous amount of willpower and determination and just, you know, grit. Did you do all of this yourself or did you have help?
Well, credit has to go to all the people. So to begin with, in our core team, we have Mansa, who is currently out of the country, unfortunately. We have Yamini. She heads the comms strategy and she has transformed, literally transformed our Instagram account. We have Narayan, our go-to photographer for all our camps. We have Aditi, who is our website wizard. But really, it doesn't end here. We have lots of valuable members. For instance, Arundhati Krishnan, who not just adopted from ITOH, but has been in, you know, in contact with us, working with us, campaigning for us relentlessly.
That's my darling niece, Arundhati Krishnan, my very own niece.
She was the person who helped us put this event together, together with her friend, Rotarian Sunita Kumar. So they together got in touch with Rotary Club to formalize this collaboration.
You know, I am so very proud of her. Really, really proud of her.
Yeah, I mean, she's one of the key members of ITOH. She's using her network for onboarding a bunch of the vendor partners for this camp specially. And each partner are also giving away some goodies to the adopted puppies from the camp. So the vendor partners that will be joining us are Just Dogs, Pedigree, Amala Organic, Canine Craving, Cruise Chews, Dogilicious, Crazy Dog Lady, and Paw Space. So they will have stalls to sell their products at the camp, and also they will fill up goodie bags.
Who can resist a goodie bag, right? So do you have a screening process before you hand over a puppy to a potential adopter?
Yes, of course. A questionnaire consisting of 25 questions need to be filled out by potential adopters. Also, members from Indie Tales of Hope, together with the rescuer, and also if a Rotary Club member wants to join us, we will sit down for a discussion and going through the questions together with the adopter. This really helps us to determine if she or he is, you know, ready for a 15 plus year commitment. Essentially, what we want to ensure that all our rescues get a life that each rescuer has given him or her, or even better.
That's excellent. So can you tell us some of those questions that will help you get to the truth?
So first things first, we ask is who is a primary caregiver? Because we feel it has to be an adult and it can't be a minor. So that's the first thing we want to identify through conversations. The second thing we ask is where will the puppy sleep? Is it going to be the balcony? Is it hall, outside, own bed? Where is it going to be in the house? Then we also go on to ask somewhere in between that if pet parents are going on vacation, what happens to the pet? So basically, we literally grill, you know, through the screening mechanism to find out if the interest is genuine or is it just a passing thought.
I've never conducted a puppy adoption camp, so I'm actually learning a lot from you here, maybe the people listening as well. And once the puppy is handed over to the person, do you have any kind of mechanism to check up on the puppy to see how they are doing?
Yes, we do a mandatory house visit, but of course we don't gate crash. So we, you know, discuss our visit plan with the adopters on a mutually agreed date. Rescuers will be in touch primarily with the adopters. So for a minimum of first 3 months, we ask, you know, or maybe more, we want adopters to share videos and pictures at their convenience. But with all of this, I'm really happy to say that we have been able to create an ecosystem where our rescuers have good relations with the adopters. And we continue to advise and help them in every possible way. So say, for example, by sharing information on good boarding facilities in Bangalore or reputed vets or any information, you know, that they need help from the rescuers or from the ITOH community.
That sounds like really, really thorough, very detail-oriented. And how about ABC and sterilization?
Excellent point raised. So all members in the ITOH community have sterilized their dogs in their neighborhood. So whenever we onboard rescuers, that is something we keep emphasizing. Personally, if you ask me, I have learned it the hard way when pups in my society were getting crushed under, you know, cars. And picking their lifeless body was really difficult. So then started this movement of mobilizing residents to contribute towards sterilization from private clinic. And, you know, we actually ended up spending over 30K. And I realized that I just can't keep up with that. So then BBMP, you know, came into the picture. And I got to know that they have the facility to sterilize community dogs free of cost and ensure that dogs are, you know, returned healthy. And touch wood, all my 17 dogs are healthy that has been, you know, sterilized and living happily now. So now we give this information to rescuers as well, you know, if they want to reach out to us, to the community, ITOH community members. and give them the necessary information so that they can get sterilization done at the soonest.
You know, every dog you rescue or every dog you save, you can't possibly find a home for each and every dog. The objective, I guess, is to spay and leave the dogs on the street so they can't reproduce, but you can have them fed and vaccinated and looked after so that the population gradually comes down. Isn't that your objective?
That's right, yes. We think the dogs should be on the street, you know, because that is their home. That is where they were born. We as, you know, their guardian angels can ensure that they get their yearly vaccines, sterilization, of course, and then add these dogs to the feeders, you know, group. So people who feed dogs in their area can then look after these completely, you know, healthy dogs. And adoption is definitely the last refuge it has to be only for dogs in distress. So honestly, it would be ideal if Indie Tales of Hope, you know, can close up shops to become redundant. You know, that's what we aim to do, that we don't want to see any puppies on the street suffering.
That's a beautiful dream. You know, it sounds like you've thought this thing through very, very carefully, and the things you couldn't have foreseen or couldn't have anticipated, you've quickly figured out how to get the correct information, and you've done all of this in a year's time, pretty much outside of all the various rescue squads and activity that's going on in Bangalore at the same time, simultaneously. So I wonder, is this what you do all day long, taking care of dogs and sharing info back and forth? Or do you have a day job?
So I am the chief representative officer of the higher education department in Bangalore. So I work with the Dutch consulate here and assist Indian and Dutch institutes to foster academic collaborations, which strengthens bilateral relations between the two countries.
That's a mouthful. But it's also very, very interesting, not because of the higher education, but because of what the Netherlands did for street dogs in Holland. It's the first country in the world without any stray dogs. And that's because they adopted a system called CNVR. Collect, neuter, vaccinate, and return. I mean, they didn't do it overnight, but they did it. And it seems like it's exactly what you're trying to do. It's one country in this world where every single dog has a home. Onisha, did you know this?
Oh, no, I didn't know this. Exciting. Yeah, but definitely I am going to check out on this.
So the event is on Sunday, February the 13th, from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Rotary Club of Bangalore on Lavelle Road. It's very easy to locate. Thank you so much for coming on the show with me, Onisha, and I will see you on Sunday. That's dog speak for Did You Know? Did you know that if you notice a case of animal abuse in Bangalore, you need to call the Karnataka Government Animal Husbandry Helpline number, which is 82771-00200. It's available 24/7 across the state. Every complaint must be registered with them first, and they will give you a docket number which you have to keep handy. Then you WhatsApp the same number with pictures, notes, videos, any kind of evidence you have, like maybe CCTV footage. And at the same time, you send the same info with the docket number to this number, 78928-86992. That number belongs to Harish KB, who is the DSPCA of Bangalore. You should also send Harish an email explaining the cruelty you saw and describe it in more detail. His email is harishblrdspca@gmail.com. He acts on their behalf and will follow up with the Animal Husbandry Department as well as the police if necessary. Of course, his involvement and the SPCA's involvement Depends very much on the nature of the complaint. If it's a minor thing, they may just issue a warning to kind of prevent the person from doing it again. And if it's a serious complaint, they will assist you in filing a formal complaint with the police or maybe even file one themselves. Until next time, that's it from me. Woof!